Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Through a Child's Eyes with Liz, the Science Whiz. Welcome to today's news episode of Science Rocks. Today's lesson is going to dive into the topic of the continental drift, tectonic plates. Tectonic plates are big slabs of rock that make up the Earth's crust. Just like the Ice Age movies, little things can make a huge difference. The movie begins when Scrat, the saber-toothed squirrel, and his love of acorns cause the tectonic plates to shift. Slowly, we see the surface crack and break apart. Throughout the movie, small pieces of land are sinking and falling as the plates move. To better understand how the tectonic plates move, we're going to use an exercise thanks to Catherine Schultz, created for her article in The New Yorker. Take your hands and hold them palms down, middle tips touching. Your right hand represents the North American tectonic plate, and your left hand represents an oceanic plate, both thousands of square miles in size. The place where they meet is the Cascadia Zone. Now slide your left hand under your right one. That is what the ocean plate is doing, slipping beneath North America. When you try it, your right hand will slide up your left arm, as if you were pushing up your sleeve. That is what North America is not doing. It's stuck, wedged tight against the surface of the other plate. Now, we're going to apply this lesson to the world around us. Recently, scientists at Rice University in Texas published a study on small tremors that were happening in the United States. The location of a tremor is known as its fault line. The most known fault line in the United States is the San Andreas near the Bay Area in California. But we are going to focus on the Cascadia fault line, which runs through Washington, Oregon, and Northern California. These tremors are so small that most people wouldn't even notice the tremors were happening. They are fluids beneath the surface that heat up under the plates, but get trapped in the ground. Imagine holding your hands again, and instead of gradually pushing one hand over the other hand, every few moments your hand jumps just a bit. At first, it's not enough to move anything, but the more your hand jumps, the more unsteady it becomes. If you place something on top of your hand, eventually that object will fall off. The heat creates small tremors that happen over time, but can create as much damage as a magnitude 7 earthquake. That's as much strength that can cause tsunamis, it can topple houses, and destroy cities. Something so small can be very powerful. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening and learning about the tectonic plates. I'd like to thank Catherine Schultz for a wonderful hands-on example of how the tectonic plates move. I'd also like to congratulate the researchers on their discovery, which can be found on Eureka Alert. Parents, feel free to go online to read more about scientific discoveries and news findings. Join us next week when we learn about dinosaurs that roamed the Earth millions of years ago. Thank you.